listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. The Queensland Government is considering a proposal from conservationists to fine people who recklessly ignore crocodile warnings. A number of interactions between humans and crocodiles this year have led to some people being seriously injured and the euthanasia of some reptiles. There's been 25 reported croc sightings in Mackay and the Whitsundays over the last month. Locals with a HECS debt will face a massive increase from Thursday, with the biggest indexation rate rise in 10 years. It'll soar to 7.1% from June 1. Luke Harlow from Queensland Financial Group says it will hit low-income earners the hardest.
If you earn less than $65,000 a year, your repayment is not even going to have a dent on the overall thing, and you'll actually be in a worse position. It's not until you get over an income of roughly $75,000 before you're actually in a position where your debt is reduced.
And Mackay Region farmers can now enter their working dog in this year's Cobber Challenge. 12 dogs are selected. They wear a GPS collar which tracks their distance, working duration and speed for 3 weeks. At the end of that time, they're given a ranking and the top dog wins. Competition organiser Kelly Savage says working dogs are Australia's unsung heroes.
We know that working dogs are with farmers day in, day out, working hard, and all they expect at the end of the day is a bit of a tickle behind the ears. So it's so nice to be able to recognise and celebrate how hard these dogs work for us.
In sport, the second women's round in Mackay Rugby League has ended in some big wins. Mackay Brothers remain in the top spot, scoring 48 while keeping South Sharks scoreless. Serena Crocs also failed to get on the board, going down to Moranbah Miners 34, while Mackay Magpies defeated Carlton's Devils 28-6. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and Whitsundays local news, and add to your favourites now.